Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. Sunday morning. What a roller coaster on the stock market. It's up. It's down. On the economy, up. Where is it going? Well, one of the top five economists in our country, we have Stephen Moore. What say you?
Well, John, what a week this was in Washington, D.C., where I live, where it was just, the Democrats have put themselves into a circular firing squad, and they're shooting each other. And that's what Republicans normally do. So as a Republican, it's kind of funny to see the Democrats doing that to each other. They are so angry at their two moderate senators, Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, who basically said, no way are we going to vote for this $3.5 trillion debt bomb bill. And now we learned this week that there was a contract, a signed contract, John, between the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who you know well, and Joe Manchin, which agrees that they will not go over $1.5 trillion in spending, and that there will be other conditions that you'll have work for work requirements and not new massive mandates. And boy, if Joe Manchin sticks to that contract, and if that's going to be very disappointing to the liberals in the Congress. Now, how
does
is
that
this
mean
all
we
saved?
Does that mean we saved America again?
Well, they keep saying they're going to transform America, but their transformation bill gets smaller and smaller in size, hopefully. And look, I'm running a coalition to try to kill that bill because I don't think all that spending is healthy for the country. I think it will lead us on a road to maybe a financial crisis with all of that debt. It's a train wreck right now in Washington, and the Democrats can't seem to get anything passed. They couldn't get the debt ceiling increased. They can't get their infrastructure bill through, and they can't get their $5 trillion spending bill. So everything is at a standstill. Meanwhile, on the economy front, John, we saw another report on Friday that shows inflation persists, that it's running in the 4.5 to 5% range. Now, that's not a disaster, but people are really feeling the effect of those higher prices.
You know my opinion, and I've been right more than wrong. I think it's higher.
Yeah. John, I agree with you on that. I think we're underreporting the real inflation rate. For example, housing prices are understated in the CPI report, the Consumer Price Index report. Those, look what's happening with housing costs and higher prices. Those are through the roof. You're seeing commodity prices have spiked. Everything. Look at oil is now at, what is it, John? $75.
Almost $76.
It's amazing. So that's inflation, folks. And, when the oil price rises in the next couple of weeks, that means the gasoline price at the pump is going to rise. I think inflation is here. I think it's here to stay. I don't think the Biden administration has any kind of plan, nor does the Federal Reserve, to deal with the inflation. But I've said this before on your show. I will say it again. If you are worried about inflation, as you and I are, then it makes no sense to pass a $4-5 trillion spending bill that's all paid for with funny money.
We
that's
both
only going to make
great.
Inflation worse.
One more question, and we got a minute left. And you, by the way, we got to tell people you're going to be on at 1 o'clock every Saturday, right after Kudlow now. And you and Kudlow are always together, and you guys are pretty good partners.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about this. So we have a new hour because I know we have a lot of loyal listeners to the More Money Show on WABC, which I say is the top talk radio show in the United States of America, if you're a conservative. And so we'll be on at 1 o'clock, and we'll have great guests. And I'm really excited about this new arrangement with Randy, who's a fantastic investment guy. So we'll talk about investments. We'll talk about economy. We'll talk about politics. And hopefully we'll even have time to take people's calls. That's 1 o'clock every Saturday on Talk Radio,
WABC. Now, one last question. Powell, he wants to be reappointed. Is he doing, instead of being the Fed chairman the way he wants to be, is he lightening up, raising rates so nobody gets mad at him?
I think that's a great question. I don't know the answer to it, but it's a great question. Is Jay Powell being political here, pumping up the money supply to aid Joe Biden so that Joe Biden will renominate him as the Fed chairman? I wouldn't put it past them. I don't want to make accusations. But, you know, the Fed was way, way too tight last year during the pandemic. We had a crash in the commodity prices. And ever since Election Day, those prices, you know, commodity prices are up 50% since Joe Biden's election. Is that a coincidence, John? I'm just going to ask the question.
Well, Steve Moore, thank you for more money. Thank you so much. And that's this, you know, with inflation, that is the $64 trillion question.
Yeah, it really is. And don't forget, inflation is a tax.
Steve Moore, thank you. Have a great day. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you, John.